Hi, this is Michael Uslan. You're listening to Batman on Film.
I'm vengeance.
I have given a name to my pain.
Kill
the Bat of Gotham.
I'm Batman.
Hey now, welcome to episode number 18 of the Batman on Film Social Hour. I am the founder of Batman on Film, Bill Jett Ramey. And I feel like we were just here, Peter. Weren't we just doing this?
Deja vu, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just like yesterday. Oh, it was yesterday. All right. So this is, I guess we used to, back in the day, we had quote unquote emergency podcast. If something, some kind of newsworthy broke, Batman related. So Ryan Lauer, we're going to chalk this up as an emergency, podcast. That's Garrett and y'all's gig. This is an emergency social hour. So it may
All
be
right, here we, are.
We may have to, you know, break out the spirits earlier than normal. It's not pre-planned.
I have not even been awake for half an hour. I literally woke up sending out.
I don't have an Irish coffee.
I was up.
And I was like, well, this is a way to wake up.
I've been
All
up
right.
at 5:30. You young boys.
All right. I've been wrestling up cattle and tackling linemen.
Yeah, I have. Doing offensive line drills this morning already. All right. Okay, so we're going to talk about some exciting news. Very exciting news. Something that a lot of Batman fans have been wanting and asking about for quite some time. Right, guys?
That's right.
Long time.
Okay. And it is the fact that a new animated Batman TV series is coming to HBO Max, and it's coming from none other than Matt Reeves, J.J. Abrams, as well as Batman the Animated Series vet Bruce Timm. Mm-hmm. So, Ryan Lauer, as someone who even was contemplating putting together an article about an idea for a new Batman animated series. Now we're getting one. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts are like, Ryan, stop talking about it and just do it, you know, because now the whole idea is a moot point. This is so exciting, and it's a bit of a no-brainer also, I think. I'm maybe a little surprised that this didn't start last year as Hollywood got shut down, but the animation, the creating an animated show, like there's people were, voice actors were working from their homes, you know? And so it's kind of like animation's at least a field that I don't think that anything can stop. It can keep going. So I'm really excited that they're
maybe
finally.
Maybe it was, you know, maybe it was.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's a lot further along than we have any idea, but I think that's exciting. I know a lot of people, I think, expected a return of Batman the Animated Series. I'd have been cool with that too. I like, just give me Batman animation. It's been since Beware the Batman. So we're going on 8 years, about 8 years since Batman's had his own single cartoon series. And then if this is in the style of the image that was also released, like, holy hell, that is
holy hell, Batman.
Awesome. Unintentional. That looks awesome.
Very,
just looks awesome.
Very the Batman with a hyphen from 1939 Detective Comics 27 look to it. From the press release, it says that this is said to be a reimagining of the Batman mythos, utilizing state-of-the-art animation techniques and technologies available. This powerful creative partnership will once again reinvent Batman in his iconic rogues gallery with sophisticated storytelling, nuanced characters, and intense action sequences, all set in a visually striking word. How does that set with you, Pete Vera?
I'm all about this, mostly because Matt Reeves is involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And that that's a lot of confidence to have in Mr. Reeves to just kind of attack. This is the second Batman related thing he's been attached to, right? You know, he's got like three total Bat projects. He's got this police show and now this. So I am so beyond happy how confident they are in Matt Reeves and his vision that they have incorporated him in this show. And as Lauer said, just 8 years, it's been a long time coming. And, you know, Beware the Batman had a short run, and that's sad. You know, how long was Brave and the Bold on, boys?
Three seasons.
And, you know, a lot of like people love that show. Years. It's surprising.
Yeah. How many did we get? Was it three or four for Brave and the Bold?
It was three seasons, but I think it ended up airing. I thought it was like 4 years. Three seasons over 4 years. Okay. It's like 65 episodes or something.
Yes. There's three seasons. Mm-hmm. I got you. Yeah.
About not a whole lot of longevity, really, right? You know, like since the original runs of these shows. Just really excited and happy that we're getting something cool and different. And if they're going to start from scratch and try to create something that's visually new, I'm all for it. And it's interesting to just go into it like that, you know. And you got Matt Reeves, who's kind of this creative genius now, and J.J. Abrams is involved, and you got the Mr. Animator, Bruce Timm, involved. So I wonder what J.J. is going to contribute.
Sure.
Exactly. But it's cool. It's just cool. It's cool to see the three of them collide on this project. Like, yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's a cool point to make is we know what Reeves, I mean, we say we know what Reeves is going to contribute because he's directing and writing the Batman and, you know, and so forth. Bruce Timm, obviously, it sounds like to me he'll be in charge of the animation and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Right? Y'all with me on that? But I will try to dispel some things that I've already seen on Twitter. already.
I haven't even opened that.
Already seen this. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. I haven't either. You have seen things that I haven't even heard. Wow, this is a first. This is the first. Usually I text Bill like crazy things and he just goes,
Well, okay, because Bruce Timm is involved, then I've already, you know, this is clearly going to be a continuation or part of Batman, the animated series.
They want that so bad. There's a lot of people out there who want BTAS to come back, you know?
Yeah.
I personally, I'm like, let it stay. Yeah. We have so much of that. And you have your continuation of that. It's called Justice League. So you even got more Batman that way, and it is that Batman in that world. But I love the animated series. I mean, if Tim can come back and do something similar to that, more of the long lines of, like, you know, the animated series, and not mm-hmm. like, you know, Batman and Harley Quinn, I'm all for it.
It looked like to me a little bit,
but I think this is something new.
Speaking of Bruce, it is when they say they're going to reimagine the mythos, I mean, come on. It looks a little bit aesthetically like that Bruce Timm Batman short he did.
Yes.
A few years ago. Was that is that Batman 80 time or Batman 75?
Hugo, right? Hugo and the Monster Man.
Yeah.
And it was in black and white. That was amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
I got a feeling something about those, because it looked like it was kind of like those older, kind of wider ears. Mm-hmm. I feel like those things are going to start making a little bit of a comeback here. Pattinson's ears are a little funky, right? They're not really, you know, Affleck had kind of like a short, stubby ears.
Yeah.
Bale kind of had medium-sized ears. But, like, we're getting those rounded ears kind of seem to make...
I've always wanted to see the old 1939 Detective Comics, the bat gloves? Hyphen. Not purple gloves necessarily, but that just the cowl. The, you know, the ears, the way it's, you know, mm-hmm. that design, either in live action or animation. And apparently we're going to get that with this new series. I'm hoping, and they talk about the noir roots. Well, let me read what Abrams and Reeves
had
to say.
That feels very Reeves to me. Like, that's their intention.
This is from Abrams and Reeves. We are excited. We are beyond excited to be working together to bring this character back to tell engrossing new stories in Gotham City. The series will be thrilling, cinematic, and evocative of Batman's noir roots. I have a hard time with that word. You are.
Roots? No, I'm kidding.
That was, while driving deeper into the psychology of these iconic characters, we cannot wait to share this new world. Okay, so they're hearing it again. New world, reimagination. This is not...
Can't stress it enough.
Yeah, it's not BTAS. Another thing, and we'll get to that quote in just a second.
Well, you know, sometimes people don't listen.
Well, really?
As a teacher, you knew for years, sometimes people just don't listen.
Immediately I saw that because Matt Reeves is on it, this is going to be an animated version of the Batman. It's going to be tied to the Batman, you know, like... You know, remember back in the 80s and 90s, a lot of times films had, the film would come out, yeah. There'd be, you know.
Even Begins had that. Begins had the
anime, Gotham Knights.
But I thought like Saturday morning cartoon type stuff, okay. You know, Ghostbusters. I mean, it was a norm to have that kind of thing happen with movies, and it's spinning them off into animated. I mean, Star Trek. For Pete's sake, had no pun intended, Pete, there.
Which is better than Star Wars, Ricky.
Yeah, well, I don't even know. So, I couldn't even tell you. I just watched them, I mean, you know.
God, you're amazing.
So we can say, not BTAS continuation, not part of the Batman live action Robert Pattinson, Matt Reeves universe. Those are the two big ones that jumped out to me. So tell me, you know, again, just based on what Mr. Abrams and Mr. Reeves said, they sound like they're hyped up and again about, share this new world and reimagination. Yeah. I mean, it's not much different from the other stuff I read. But
hey, just let the creativity flow. Let me see something new. I'm excited. I look forward to that first image of, maybe the second image of what Batman's going to look like. Maybe a full shot of Batman. But yeah. I like what I've seen. It's cool. You got my interest. Bring it on.
Okay. Ryan?
Do you think... Yeah, and another image, maybe just to give a little bit of a hint, like give us a look at Gotham. Is this going to aim like the animated series and go with like a timeless feel?
I was going to ask y'all that. What do you think?
Going to make it back in like...
Is it straight up 1930? I mean, look, I asked someone who knew because they hinted to me a while back. So it just was like, there's some cool Batman stuff coming. I was like, live action stuff on HBO Max. You'll see. Animated series, you'll see. Whatever.
It like timeless style, kind of like animated Burton, yeah. Or they do like fancy neons, like Schumacher. Hell, they could bring back the animation style from Beware the Batman. I thought that was cool. I don't care. I liked it all. Even Brave and Bold looked cool. While that show's not like on my, my hit list. It's just,
yeah.
I think it would be
get me started on my love for I know Batman you love the Brave that. And the Bold. Yes.
I think it would be, this could be their opportunity that could do something really cool of what if you did Batman in 1939 in a form, you know, like that's, I've wanted an HBO series. This was long ago, way before I contributed. And I wrote in for the mailbags bill and I was like, what would you think about Batman in 1939?
I've always supported that, didn't I? Yeah,
we're a comic series, but animation.
So this show seems to be like more mature. It's not really a kid. They're not making a kid show here. Like BTAS was like a kid show that they were able to kind of morph into maybe more mature themes, but it was always a show for children. Like that's not what this sounds. BTAS was a kid show. You know, they did a lot with it and they made it more mature than it ever should have ever been. Like they worked magic, no doubt. But it's Fox.
Yeah, I would say that this. Yeah.
This is mature show.
This is PG-13 show. Basically.
I'll say that. Yeah, I'll give you PG-13.
Yeah, because. The animated series was clearly not, it was for kids. I mean, look when it aired, but it was not for like the kid stuff that I grew up with on Saturday morning cartoon. You know, it's not like the New Adventures of Batman 1977, and Super Friends and stuff like that. It was several notches above that because, I mean, we can watch it now as adults and it doesn't come off like as kiddie stuff. So yeah, but I'm with you. I think it's going to be a little bit more of PG-13. It's probably a good way to put it. You know, so
I'd be surprised if it wasn't just PG.
You would be surprised if it was just straight PG?
Yeah, I would.
With it being on HBO, well, there are some kid stuff on HBO Max, but yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit more higher level.
I think it'll be more mature just by what followed on the heels of this, of the Superman cartoon, the new Superman cartoon that was just announced too, on the heels of this, and how
really?
I won't mention or go, but basically they say family programming and kids.
There is a Superman animated series coming?
Yes.
Okay, I totally missed that.
Okay, yeah, that was just on the heels of this announcement. And I think Variety's got the cart or got the article. My Adventures with Superman. And yeah, just the two looks between the series, and they announce of My Adventures with Superman, and they say family programming, kids stuff. That they didn't use those words for Batman Caped Crusader. Okay. So that to me definitely distinguishes. Oh, Superman definitely is going to seem much more like PG, and Batman's going to be much more mature. That's what I was trying to get. And so there you go. There you go, Bill. Breaking news to you. Okay, Superman cartoon's coming too.
So that was announced today as well. Okay, so then, you know this is coming. They're going to be connected.
It's all going to
be connected.
Yeah. They're going to pop up in Flashpoint.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me, to be brutally honest. I'm sure they'll be in an episode or two, maybe.
Okay, well, just the image between the two is so different looking, though.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's a way.
I look at the Variety article right now. I mean, that's the last thing on my mind, if they're connected or not.
My tongue is firmly planted in my cheek when I bring up they're connected. I was lopping that in there with, it's got to be part of Batman, the animated series world. And it's going to be part of the Batman movie world, whatever.
For somebody not in the know like us, I could see the whole like, oh, is this going to be like the new animated show? Is it part of the movie that's coming? I could understand a little bit of like, is there something there? But the whole fact, like we've seen of like new reimagined, I think that is their way of not saying it is not connected.
Comprehension.
Yes.
Reading comprehension. You don't even have to, I guess you can infer, but it tells you. You don't have to do much inferencing. All right. So that's basically it, guys. New Batman animated series is coming. Everybody should be happy, I hope. Someone will probably complain about the way Batman looks, like apparently complaining about the Riddler this morning after we already saw him.
Was that an official Riddler picture that everyone's complaining about?
It is. Of course, this will not be on Batman on Film or retweeted by me, but it is apparently some more promotional artwork has leaked and is making the rounds. And it's not anything we have. I mean, it's what you basically saw in the trailer. You know, the one time you got to see the Riddler when he's taping up.
And they're all freaking out.
Yeah. 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 Got to wear that leotard with the question marks and have the bowler hat, dude. If you don't have that, it's not the Riddler. It's not.
You know, does he have pink hair at least?
No pink hair. I can't see his hair. He's got that hood thing on, you know?
If he doesn't say joygasm, then movie sucks. I'm right.
I love that version.
That's definitely. I mean, he's got to have the cane with the question mark, and not, you know, it's like you can't have a Joker that's not perma-white. It just will not work. It's never worked in film, in live action film. I mean,
it's never worked.
Both times we've had that, they've been utter failures. The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger, and of course Joaquin Phoenix and Joker. They got to be perma white. They wear makeup. It's not the Joker, right?
Yeah.
No arguments here.
I was going to say, smartass this morning. So
I'm really glad that we got the announcement on the new cartoon, because James Tucker had said in an interview that basically par for the course when there's a Batman movie, we need Batman in animation. And you look back to the Batman and how that was on when Batman Begins came out. Brave and the Bold came right after Dark Knight. And then Beware the Batman came after Dark Knight Rises. It does make sense to...
We got nothing for BVS, huh?
To capitalize. No, not really. I mean, a Justice League Action, which I guess you could count. But I'm just glad they capitalized on the idea, but not just for a cash grab. Like, put a lot of thought behind it and get some professionals in there that are passionate about storytelling. And this is just... I don't see... I couldn't even find anything to not be happy about in that press release. Like, nothing could give me concern.
I was excited when I got
everything. Just looks and read great. Yes, it's one image, but that one image was... I mean, they capitalized on the iconic covers of Batman overlooking stuff like Batman and the Mad Monk, Detective Comics 31.
I got Mad Monk vibes definitely from it.
That's just really cool too. So nothing but excitement. For me.
I got the Detective Comics 31. I'm getting that printed and then do a poster for that. All right. So one other thing I just thought of, especially because Ryan's on, before we get out of here, and this will be more of this will be on BOF quote unquote officially, because I'll get it from my friends at Warner Brothers Animation or Home Video, Home Entertainment. IGN got the trailer for The Long Halloween Part 2 already. I was surprised it came up that quick.
Woo!
Yeah, it dropped. That's how it usually goes. And so I just posted it, linked back to IGN, embedded the trailer, so you can find that on Batman on Film. But of course, IGN will get all the little ad revenue, so that's cool. Good for them. Drives, and they have, and I also said they had more information on it as far as synopsis or whatever. I didn't copy that, so out of respect for IGN's exclusive window there. So I know, Ryan, did you get a chance to look at it, or are you waiting, or are you just kind of like, whatever?
Oh boy.
He had to reread Long Halloween twice just to get over it.
Yeah, it got me all excited. I busted open my copy and read it twice yesterday from that. Man, alive, I can't wait for this. Because, Bill, you kind of got an idea that I like the Long Halloween, right? Have you picked up on that? Have I been subtle enough?
I did infer that.
Okay. I think
me throwing out all this education jargon. I'm teaching right now.
You're learning us today.
Learning y'all.
But I think I was in on the first trailer, and I think this part two trailer looked even better. The way that they unfolded. I'm surprised a little at the amount of stuff that they showed, but also it's a story that's 25 years old, so we all know it's going to happen. And then did was just get me more excited.
Yeah,
we know what, well, we have an idea of what we can expect, but I'm sure there's going to be alterations. I just don't know how.
I do like the fact that they're kind of emphasizing it's an inspired by story instead of straight up adaptation, because I would be, there you go. I'd like to be somewhat surprised, maybe, you know.
We know the Long Halloween, Harvey Dent becomes Two-Face, and it kind of seems like, okay, that's going to be there. So how he gets there and what happens afterwards, maybe that's going to be a little bit different, but we associate those two things together, and it looks like we can do that here. And I just thought that was a good trailer.
Come on,
give me both parts now.
You think they will surprise us with the reveal of the actual killer? And change that a bit from the
totally
original.
Yeah. They're gonna something like that. I think there'll be like a little bit of hush in there. It all depends on whether people enjoy it or not.
Yeah,
that's why.
I think as you and I said before on a social hour, if they change the number of killers or even who one of the many are, then that's different than the comic, and then there you go. So I think they'll show us who it is, and they'll probably get us with the last gotcha moment.
Yeah, somehow kind of got to. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the main thing. You know?
I might have to reread this book, Ryan, and might have to crack out an absolute edition.
I think you should read it a few times, Peter.
All right,
it's pretty good.
A lot of Batman animated stuff.
Woo!
And yesterday, Pete and I talked about what to expect for the next 10 months or 9.5, whatever we're at now, until the Batman gets here, and what to expect, what not to expect, with the word patience. Be patient.
It's coming.
Being spotlighted. Yeah, it's coming, man. I mean, the fact that you've getting all these leaks of promo stuff, that means more people involved with merchandising and whatnot are getting their hands on stuff. And that's how these leaks tend to happen.
I was going to say, that just means that they're making the merchandise.
Oh, sure. I'm sure.
More of that's popping up, that means that they're making it. So that tells you it's coming.
I wouldn't doubt that they've already made the Funko Pops and then the action figures and the different apparel and whatnot, you know. So, for sure.
The Lego sets, the Batman Lego sets are coming.
I got that cow. You saw that. The cow you did the review for.
You bet I did.
Yeah, I'm going to put it together with my son when we have time to sit there and do it. So just real quick, Ryan, I asked you, based on what Pete and I talked about yesterday, what's your expectation for the Batman promo stuff between now and March? Are you kind of like us where it looks like Fandom is going to be like the kickoff of the push toward the Batman?
I have no inside anything, so I don't know, but I think between now and Fandom, I think we'll get a legit released pick of some sort.
Yeah.
Of Pattinson. Yeah. Maybe two. And then they're not going to stomp on the Suicide Squad. I feel like that's kind of got to be their...
Absolutely.
That's got to be their number one priority now, as far as like DC films go. So yeah, focus on that.
That's less than 3 months away, and you give it some breathing room. What, 2 or 3, 4? I mean, maybe August, and by September, then you got October is Fandom.
Maybe a picture in September to get us riled up for Fandom or something, and then I think Fandom's going to be a new trailer. And then we're off to the races from there, and it's gonna be great. And I liked your point that you said on the yesterday's social hour of Riddler seems very like a marketing campaign, and the Riddler kind of go hand in hand.
Right?
And I'm not gonna have expectations of them to try and do what they did with the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
But there's something there for sure, and that connects. I'm like, that would be really cool to get people involved with that. But to answer your question, after Fandom, I think the Batman is coming. Like we're gonna get tattooed on our lower backs, you know.
Batman is coming. Gotta have a TV spot at the Super Bowl.
You're hinting that it's gonna happen. So
oh, I'm not hinting. I'm just asking.
I don't see why not.
I do not know at all. I have not heard anything. No. I'm just saying, the Super Bowl is about 2 weeks from the film's release. Is there not a better, if you're going to do one, would you not drop it right then?
I think to show, they did it for, I know this is like, who cares? They did it for Batman Begins, but that was a new interpretation of Batman. This is a new interpretation of Batman that general audience still, I don't think, has a clue. Us fans do because we were included with Fandom, but did the GA general audience watch Fandom? Like, no. I don't know. So it's not so much on the radar. So I think a Super Bowl spot would definitely make sense.
Like I said, I think just the timing of the film's release being basically 2 weeks after that, when you have a captive audience, a huge audience,
yeah,
that is like 98% general audience for the most part. I mean, to be honest, you know?
So, yeah, Bill, I think it makes sense. Yeah.
Bill, what's it going to be like for you after the Cowboys win the Super Bowl and then you get to go see the Batman? Like,
wouldn't that be some shit? That would be, I would be on a roll into 2020. I mean, 2022 would be like the greatest year ever. And then you got Michael Keaton, the Flash, coming toward the end of the year, you know, in the Flash, not as the Flash, but as Batman in the Flash. That would be awesome. One can dream. All right. Let's plug some stuff. Peter, what you got? Roll it out here.
Social media, Twitter, Instagram is Zack Snyder's favorite Vero at Pete Illustrated. You could follow the show that I co-host with the champion of Long Island, Eric Holzman, at @_O_G, straight out of Gotham on both Twitter and Instagram. Follow our Facebook group and our Facebook fan page. Please check out my Spider-Man podcast that I co-host, or I'm going to co-host with the Caruso's, at Italians for Spidey, for the Italian Spider-Man Coalition. Also check out at Team Yellow Oval, where I just do kind of fun stuff about that cool little logo. And check out my reviews on Batman and Film Proper for Detective Comics and Man and Bat and all that good stuff.
All right. Before I get to Ryan, have either of you ever heard or collectible Batman stuff produced by Eagle Moss?
Yeah, they make Batmobiles. Like little Batmobiles.
Okay. It's awesome statues. They're
good pretty, stuff.
Pretty affordable.
Make room stuff. On the shelf. They're in the office.
You know what else? And I found that Etsy has lots of cool collectible stuff. Too. It's just don't even...
you are so lucky Rachel doesn't listen to this show.
Oh, she doesn't listen to this show. Promise. No, you know what? Sometimes she does. So, all right, Ryan.
You can follow my podcast, the Batman Book Club, on Twitter at the Batman BC. The most recent episode talked Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo's Death of the Family. The next episode dropping next week is Mr. Peter Vera came aboard with the BOF alum Justin Kowalski, and we talked about The Killing Joke. And that's a great discussion. So be looking for that and follow all of my posts on Batman on Film Proper. And then you can follow me on Twitter at @Lauer_Ryan. Lauer is apparently spelled like lower. And that's all I got.
All right. So very quickly, follow me on Twitter at Batman on Film. Follow the Batman news feed on Twitter. It's just news links at the Batman on Film. Become a Patreon if you would like. If you like what we do here, patreon.com/Batman on Film. All of these different podcasts that we've mentioned here are part of the Batman Podcast Network, which we host. Batman on Film is the host of batmanpodcastnetwork.com. On Twitter, the links and so forth are at BatPod Network. That's run by another senior BOF contributor besides these two guys, Ryan Haas. And that's all I got. I'm gonna go check out this new Superman animated thing that I didn't know about, that Ryan broke that news to me here, and we'll see what that's all about. And besides that, I am Bill. For Ryan and Pete, this is Batman on Film, the Batman on Film Social Hour. Thanks for listening. This time this is audio only, and we'll catch you next time. And Baba Booey to you all.
Thanks for listening to the Batman on Film Social Hour, Jet's official BOF podcast and vlog. Follow Jet on Twitter at Batman on Film. For BOF news only on Twitter, follow at the Batman on Film. For Jet and everyone at BOF, I'm announcer Rachel. Authoritative, definitive, the original Batman on Film.